he's a cartoon, but shit.
Did you ever have crushes on cartoons growing up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which ones? I want to compare.
God, I'm trying to think of, like, specific ones. Which, tell me yours.
Danny Phantom, number one.
Oh, yeah. Danny Phantom was hot.
Danny Phantom was my number one. Let me see. I thought Beast Boy was cute.
Beast Boy was cute. I had a crush on both Starfire and Raven.
Oh, yeah.
I like Debbie from the Wild Thornberries. I
thought oh, yeah. No grunge look. Love that.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see. Cartoon.
Pretty much like anybody from Total Drama Island.
I definitely had my favorites, but I wouldn't say all of them.
Not all of them, but like a good chunk of them.
So this might sound weird, but I'm going to preface this with saying I was a child at the time.
Yeah.
At the time.
Uh-huh.
I thought all the characters from the show 16, the little animated Cartoon Network show.
Oh, yes. I
thought all
that.
Of them were hot. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying that as like my 12-year-old self.
Right.
Everybody,
of course.
Just so you know. I'm not saying as an adult. I think I was 16-year-old.
My first like movie crush, not cartoon, but real people, was Drop Dead Fred.
What is that?
It's this like 80s movie where this guy or this girl starts going through like a rough time in her life. So her imaginary friend comes back and causes havoc for her. And his name is Drop Dead Fred. And I'll show you a picture because you're going to be horrified. I don't know why I had a crush on him, but I did.
Well, there's already people currently that are questionable for me, for you. No, I could see why you thought he was cute.
Thank you.
No, he's definitely not ugly. I mean, that face might not be it, but like, I'm sure without it, without that expression, he was great. I thought Shaggy was cute.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Anything, what's his name? Matthew Lillard?
Yeah.
Anything he does.
Yeah. So true. He's one of the only reasons I watched the new Five Nights at Freddy's. Hi, Bean. Yeah. Oh, she rubbed on the microphone.
Oh, no.
She said hello. Let me see. I honestly thought Grimm. From
oh,
the Grim
yeah,
Adventures
Billy
of Billy Mandy.
Mandy.
Yeah, it was fucking hot. This one is going to be a stretch. I'm going to be honest. I don't know if people are going to agree with me on this.
Okay.
I don't even remember his name. I like almost don't want to show you this.
Let's see it. Not the cow from God,
look at the barnyard. I think it was maybe just his attitude, you know.
Oh yeah,
his
it's all about
bad
the charisma.
Boy, yeah, his bad boy charisma, his goofiness. This is a stand-up man.
Oh, Spirit. Do you remember the horse Spirit?
The horse Spirit. Oh yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, the little El Dorado horse.
No, not from El Dorado. Although, all three of the main characters of El Dorado.
Am I thinking of El Dorado?
Miguel, Tulio, and Shell. No, it's the movie's called Spirit.
Yes. Is it new?
No.
Or old?
Old.
Yes. Yes, that's who I was thinking of.
Okay. Wait. Yeah, El Dorado is a different movie.
Okay. Oh, maybe I was thinking of a different movie, actually. I think I was thinking of El Dorado. Oh, God.
El Dorado.
Yes,
is like
I was thinking of The Road to El Dorado. Okay.
OG bisexuals.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. That movie's kind of dirty. There's a scene in it where it totally looks like Shell was like sucking one of them off. Oh yeah.
Oh my god, Disney.
It's not Disney, it was DreamWorks.
Oh,
that was, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why.
I mean Shrek was kind of raunchy and that was DreamWorks also.
Exactly. Yeah. They don't shy away from it. It wasn't B movie, like, yeah.
It's for adult entertainment also.
Yeah.
They're for the people, not just the children.
Yeah, there's definitely a scene where they're like like making out and then they get called and they lift their heads up and where her head is like at his crotch area.
Oh,
like they are not like
whoa. Anyway,
spicy.
What are we here to talk about?
Well,
whoa, why did you just decide to scream?
Popcorn will be singing the songs of her people and
starting now.
We are going to be changing things up a little bit, schedule-wise. I don't know how you will end up editing it all.
I might edit it the same.
Recording-wise, we are going on a field trip today.
Field trip!
We finally fucking made it to 1,000 listens. Thank you, everyone. Also, I want to read aloud this review that yes. we got in November, but neither of us saw, from MegsB31. She says, I love your light and energy that the two of you have. This podcast is very binge-worthy and weirdly uplifting for true crime.
Yay!
Please keep lighting up. Thank you, Megs. We love you, bitch.
Thank you. That's so cool. We honestly got so excited about that one review. So if you guys like the show, leave us a review.
Tears we'll probably in my read eyes.
It. Yeah, we were super, super super hyped.
So thank
reading
you.
The review. We got really excited about it. So definitely leave us more of them.
Yeah, we're vain. And also, we are finally going to the Crime Museum, the Alcatraz Crime Museum. We'll give you guys little snippets from that.
It'll be fun. We were going to record, like, just as an episode doing that, but we realized we're really bad at, like, talking while we're looking at things. And also, this is an audio thing, you know?
Yeah, you can't see, you what, can't we're see what we're looking at. And, like, we want to go and enjoy it.
Yeah. So you'll just get some content, blah, blah, yeah. But we're doing it for you.
For the people. And so I'm going to be recording my story first so that I can drive us there.
Yay.
Yay. Slay.
Two things I want to mention really quick, however.
Go for it.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard is free.
And I fucking love her.
She's
social
going
media
wild.
He gives me that D every night. Good for you, girl. Good for you.
It's fire.
Also, she's so hot.
She's living her best fucking life, and that's all we've ever wanted for her. Did she get justice? No. No. I mean, we're going to be honest here. No. But I think she's integrating well into society.
Yes.
I'm very proud
she's
of her.
She's getting the trends.
She is. I'm very proud of her. She's got the fucking pink ass looking iPhone. Ew, so cute. I love it. Also, if you guys do not know or have not watched the second part to the Natalia Grace
I haven't.
Case on Netflix, or on HBO. Oh my god. If you guys don't know the story of Natalia Grace, I might cover her one episode. I'm not sure. It's been done to death. A lot of people have covered the story. But basically, if you don't know, it's the true story that they basically based the orphan movie off of, if you've seen that. She was an orphan from the Ukraine who got adopted in the U.S., passed around for a little bit, and then landed on a family that just absolutely did awful things to her. I won't spoil it, but the documentary is crazy. I truly don't know what to believe.
I need to watch it.
I left the last season being like, God, I wonder, like, if that's an adult. Like, I wonder what the hell.
So I've seen there have been like two DNA tests and one like dental test
mm-hmm.
that have all confirmed she was a child.
Yes. But that doesn't disregard there are still strange things that she did as a child.
I for sure believe that.
Like, I want to know if there's any truth to the stories that the parents are telling as opposed to what Natalia is saying.
I don't know.
It's super good. It's one of the only documentaries that I've truly been drawn in for, like, every clip of it. Every little snip of it. Because I want to... it's such an anomaly. It's such a crazy case, and it's such an interesting story. Even if it wasn't a criminal case, her life and story in general is so interesting. It's a really good documentary. I really implore you guys to watch it.
I will be watching.
But yeah, I just wanted to talk about those two children who are finally, like, getting some sense of peace and freedom in their life.
Hell yeah.
From what they went through as a child. Mm-hmm. Two children that the system completely ignored and disregarded. Yeah. Who are now adults, finally living their lives.
Good for them. So today, I did not give Raina a hint.
That's right, you didn't give me a hint.
But today, I am going to be talking about Norman Baker and the Crescent Hotel.
Ooh.
Have you heard of him?
I think I've heard of him.
Okay.
But I'm not 100% sure. Definitely don't know enough to confirm, so we'll start there.
Well, I'll refresh you on all the details then.
Okay.
So this is somebody that has been likened to a celebrity today. And I'm curious to see if you will also draw the parallels.
Okay.
Okay. So keep that in the back of your mind.
Okay.
Norman Baker was born November 26th.
Norman Bates, right?
Very close.
Very close.
Okay. Norman Baker was born November 27th, 1882 in Muscatine, Iowa. He was the 10th child of wealthy parents.
10th child of wealthy parents.
His father was an inventor and his mother was a writer prior to getting married. As an adult, he began inventing and had success with an instrument called the Air Calliope, which was bought by a lot of, like, circuses and traveling acts.
Okay.
I've met somebody named Calliope. It's like the, like, like, okay, thing that plays that.
Yeah. Cute.
Mm-hmm.
Love clowns.
Norman became interested in this vaudeville lifestyle and started his own troupe in 1904, where he acted as a mind reader.
Huh. Chris Angel?
We're not there yet. In 1924, after doing that for a while, Norman convinced the town of Muscatine to get a radio station, promising that he'd make them famous across the Midwest.
I feel like that might be a lie.
Well, he did. He did have some fame. He became the voice of KTNT, or Know the Naked Truth. He lobbied against established stations out to get independent stations like his. And he was known for ranting about conspiracies such as vaccinations, fluoride in water, and aluminum cookware, which he claimed caused half of all cancers.
Yeah, not all the lead that's in the food right now.
Or in the walls.
Yeah, just...
Or the asbestos.
The pans. What? Is it Joe Rogan?
You're getting closer.
Ooh, okay.
He's not... He goes through many phases of his life. Being a radio host was just one of them.
Oh, God. That could be any white man.
So, his radio station ended up getting canceled, and he moved to Mexico and started his own radio station.
Okay.
So, in between then, Norman had heard of cancer cures from a man named Charles Ozias, whom the Ozark Mountains in, the Missouri area are named for.
Oh.
Although Charles's patients all died of cancer, he still claimed that he had the cure, even though all of his patients died.
Oh, no.
And so with the help of another swindler named Harry Hawksley, brought his own cure to the area. He opened the Baker Institute in Muscatine and advertised on his radio station, all while calling actual doctors fools only out to get your money. He said MD stood for more dollars.
I mean, kind of.
His treatments were a combination of corn silk, watermelon seeds, clover, water, and carbolic acid. That was his cure for cancer. The Journal of the American Medical Association outed him as a fraud and debunked his claim that they offered him $1 million for his cure so that they could suppress it. Norman retaliated by suing them for libel and defamation. In 1930, Norman claimed somebody fired at the hospital, but police discovered that all shots were fired by Hoxley, his partner.
Oh my God.
The state of Iowa filed an injunction against the men for practicing medicine without a license, and the Federal Radio Commission also took away KTNT's license. So this is when he lost his radio station.
Okay.
Norman and Hoxley turned on each other, and Norman fled to Mexico. He returned in 1937 to spend one day in county jail and pay a fine.
He's like, I gotta go take care of some business in the U.S.
Yep. While he was in Mexico, he operated another radio station where he pushed his cancer cure, went on anti-Semitic and anti-Catholic rants.
Oh my God.
And even had sex with his mistress on air.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. In 1937, Norman bought the Old Crescent Hotel in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. The hotel had once been a haven for rich aristocrats to gather and heal at the natural hot springs, but during the Great Depression, it had become abandoned and run down. Norman turned it into a hospital where he began treating thousands of patients.
Oh, no.
It's said that the hospital was making $500,000 a year, which in 2024... is almost $11 million.
Oh my God.
He was charging so much money for these cures that didn't work. And he told people, like, oh, if it doesn't work the first time, you can come back and the treatment will be free. You just have to pay for your room and board. Whoa. Which was also expensive.
What the fuck?
So Eureka Springs couldn't really, like, sue him because he completely revitalized their economy. So the government had to. Norman was in a series of lawsuits, but he always just claimed, like, it's people out to get me. They're all coming after me because
I'm Donald Trump.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so smart and know what I'm talking about.
Oh my God.
He eventually was sentenced to 4 years in jail and a $4,000 restitution for several counts of mail fraud due to his mailing brochures for his cancer cure. And the courts found his cure to be a pure hoax.
Oh, not surprising.
Yeah, no shit. He was in jail from 1941 to 1944. In 1946, he tried to open a research institute in Muscatine, but they denied his permit because it was against the public interest.
Good.
Norman retired to Miami, where he died in 1958 of cirrhosis on a yacht.
On a yacht?
Mm-hmm.
I guess at least he went out balling.
Yep. The Crescent Hotel is said to be one of the most haunted places in America now.
Whoa.
With the spirits of many people who died under his care awaiting their magical cure for cancer.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
That's so depressing.
I know. Do you want to see a picture of one of the brochures?
Yeah.
It's very silly.
We cure cancer tumor without operation. Radium or x-ray. Yeah, because that's possible.
It also says we treat all ailments and we do not cut out any organ.
Any organ.
We will not be cutting them out. Where sick folks get well.
No take organ. We don't do that.
Pop every organ. Room with connecting bath.
Ooh. That was kind of fancy back then.
It was fancy. So the fancy people went to get injected with corn silk and die of cancer.
I am one of the conspiracy theorists who believe that there already is a cure for cancer and it's just such a big money hog that they don't want to put it out.
I could believe that.
Yeah. But I don't think that guy had it.
No. He had absolutely zero medical knowledge. He was... just an entertainer,
yeah,
a radio host, somebody who had money, and whenever somebody claimed he was lying, he just yelled louder.
Yep.
So you Man. Can see how that comparison.
God, can't goes. Believe we had a president just like that, guys. Remember that? Let's yeah, not do that wild. Again. Let's not do that again. This is your reminder to register to vote, please. We're never really going to be that kind of podcast, but I feel like now's as good of a time as any after hearing that story. Let's not let this guy do that again.
Right.
Well, obviously he didn't do that, but like what he did do previously, let's not let him do it again.
So exactly.
Everybody can register to vote and maybe...
Let's listen to people with medical knowledge. Yeah. You know, let's trust experts in their field.
Yeah, doctors are a money scheme. I won't lie, but they do know what they're talking about. They do go to school for a long time. They study this shit.
Yeah, not every single one, but you know, I think it's safe to say a fair majority of them.
A fair majority, and also it's not bad to find a doctor that's right for you. So just be sure you're comfortable with your doctor, and you feel that your doctor is knowledgeable on what you're needing help with.
Right,
and if they're not, find a new doctor.
It's like, you know, lavender and chamomile can relax you, but antibiotics. Are also needed.
Antibiotics help you quite a bit sometimes.
Yeah.
So
you know, there's a place where science and magic intersect.
Yeah.
And I think that place is beautiful.
Yeah. I think that's what magic was meant to evolve to. Was to help the people.
Absolutely.
So, you know, listen to your herbalists, listen to your doctors.
And
get vaccinated.
Get vaccinated, you fucks. And with that, soapbox.
We're gonna put our soapbox away, we're gonna smoke a little bit, and then we're gonna get on the road, and I'm gonna tell you guys my story. We're so excited about this.
I'm so excited!
We'll be right back, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye!
Bye!
Alright, guys. We're gonna try and make the car audio a little better than last time. I decided to start recording, because we just smoked. And my phone got lost in the cracks, and I found it.
We had a beautiful parkway drive through the mountains.
Scenic.
Smoking our little pink joint. It was fantastic.
It was so fantastic.
It was a great date.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm a pretty easy date, too.
Ooh, aren't you?
It doesn't take much to please me, I will say. Also, we're about to pass... We think that we're about to pass the beautiful glory that is the Bush's Baked Bean Factory. And if you haven't seen a photo of that, it's just a giant can of baked beans.
It does also smell like baked beans when
Isn't
you drive
that
past
amazing?
It.
Isn't that before. Wonderful? The human experience is beautiful, guys.
It really is. And some people don't think the Appalachian Mountains are beautiful.
That's where you're wrong.
That's where you're fucking wrong, buddy.
Okay, so I have no service, so we'll see if I can open up my... No.
What?
My episode was written with my old email.
No.
And I had to delete my old email.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
This is no bueno.
What am I gonna do?
This is a technical difficulty.
Oh my
Truly.
God.
Well, I should probably turn the music off. Copyright and all.
Legalese and all that. Rapper
allegedly.
Speaking of allegedly, we're allegedly near the beans.
Reyna's really excited to flick the beans. Chill, it's almost here. I promise.
You're the one who said it felt like you were being edged. So,
I got one thing on my mind.
Beans. I feel like we're more excited about the beans than we are about the actual thing we're coming to see.
Oh, no. I'm hella excited about the crime museum because I know for certain they have the Bronco that OJ drove.
Whoa.
Chase, and they also have Ted Bundy's Beetle.
Ooh. Cool.
So I am very excited.
All right, guys. So we are back from the crime museum. We witnessed some pretty cool stuff, some pretty fun and funky things.
Oh, yeah. I got some cool pics.
Yeah, I got some really interesting insights on stuff. It was pretty cool. But
we got to see some really cool stuff. They had fucking John Wayne Gacy's clown costumes.
Yeah, Pogo and Patches.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. That was really cool to see.
They had
close.
Some medieval torture devices.
Mm-hmm. We took some good photos in a police lineup. Mm-hmm. We committed a crime. It was really fun.
Or two or three.
And now that we did that, we're going to tell you guys my story.
All I know is that it's a conspiracy.
It is a conspiracy. And it's kind of... it's okay. So there's... I don't really know how to word this. So all of this, not all of this, a lot of the stuff I am going to talk about is alleged. However, allegedly, there are some things in this story that did actually happen and do feed into the conspiracy a little bit. And the reason I decided to cover this is because one of my favorite...
Oh, look, this is the Beans Factory.
Beans Factory! The Bushes Big Beans!
It's a big bean!
The big bean! Big can, big bean, big can, big bean.
I told you it was here.
Yeah. The beautiful... Oh my gosh, Bush's best little gift shop. That's so cool. It looks empty as hell. I wonder if they're closed. We're pretty far from the big can of beans, but you can see it over the horizon of all the other factory spaces, and God, she's beautiful. reporting live. We are witnessing the Bush's baked bean can go out of view.
Sir, somebody is approaching the bean.
Just in tonight, two lunatics try to scale the Bush's baked bean tower. anyway, so I decided to do this story today because it's something I love with, like, the knowledge I have on this is something I love to whip out at gatherings.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait.
It's so much fun for me to tell people about this. So, today, I am going to be doing the Royal Family Conspiracy.
Ooh.
So, if for some reason you don't know who the Royal Family is, they are the family who rules over England, or the UK, really, in general.
Sort of, kind of.
You got Queen Elizabeth, Prince Harry, King Henry, all of that is the, is the Royal Family. So... it's pretty crazy, but there's been ties to this for years.
Ooh.
In fact, in 2016, Queen Elizabeth was found guilty in a mass missing child case.
What?
Yeah, a lot of people don't know this.
So we're gonna get murdered for this.
So to start off this theory, like I said, it is a conspiracy theory. She was actually found guilty in this case, but I'll get deeper into that. So to start off, this theory involves the Ninth Circle cult. They are also known as the Order of Nine Angels, which is a satanic and left-hand path occult group based in the United Kingdom.
Interesting.
They also have affiliated groups in various other parts of the world, claiming to have been established in the 1960s. It rose to public recognition in the early 1980s, attracting attention for its neo-Nazi ideologies and activism. So we're starting off strong.
Really strong.
Describing its approach as quote unquote traditional Satanism, which is not true.
Right.
It has been identified by academic researchers as also exhibiting hermetic and neo-pagan elements in its beliefs.
Hmm.
It's been described as one of the most extreme and dangerous Satanist groups in the world.
Wow.
In 2014, a video depicted two young children going by the names Elisa and Gabriel, explaining in detail the horrific abuse that they had been exposed to at Hampstead Christ Church Primary School, which was an affiliated church with the cult. I'm trying to remember the name. The Order of Nine Angels. Scenes of satanic rituals, sexual abuse, infant murder, and cannibalism were described in vivid detail by the children, causing the video to become viral. Among the alleged perpetrators was the children's biological father, who went by the name Ricky Dearman, as well as a number of staff members and parents of children at their primary school in Hampstead, London.
Wow.
Despite the severity of this case, an adequate investigation into the children's claims was never carried out. Unsurprising. So it's been speculated that multiple members of the royal family have ties to the cult or may even be involved in the cult. When you Google the cult, a lot of articles about them harming, raping, and murdering children come up. Like, when I was doing research on this cult, like, 9 out of 10 of the articles I found were about how they sacrificed children and used children in a lot of their rituals. The royal family was also very close with DJ, who was a television and radio personality who hosted BBC shows, including Top of the Pops and Jim'll Fix It.
What a good one.
Jimmy Savile, I don't know how to say that, who was accused of raping over 500 children and mentally ill people over his lifetime. He died in October of 2011. And again, as stated at the beginning of this, Queen Elizabeth was found guilty in the case of 10 missing children from the year 1964. She and her husband attended a picnic near a school by the name of Kamloops and led 10 children away from the school.
What?
Yes, so they were having a picnic kind of on the parameters of the school, like almost on the outskirts of it, mm-hmm. and they led 10 of those children away from the group.
Okay.
The children were never seen again after that.
What?
A man who was a student at Kamloops during the picnic went onto a radio show and spoke about how he saw his 10 classmates disappear with the royal couple.
Whoa.
His name was William Combs, and soon after that interview, he was put into a hospital. And he was drugged into a comatose state.
What?
Yeah. It was without his family's consent, too.
This is wild.
And also without his family's consent, he was taken off of life support.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so he died after speaking out about witnessing the royal couple take those 10 children. After nearly a year of litigation, Queen Elizabeth and her husband, Prince Philip, were found guilty in the disappearance of 10 native children from the Catholic-run Kamloops Residential School in British Columbia.
Oh, it was a residential school.
Mm-hmm. Grieving parents haven't seen their children since they left for a picnic with the royal couple on October 10th, 1964. In the second week of May 2014, British soldier Vivian Cunningham was drugged and institutionalized against his will. And apparently his crime was that on May 6th, he dared to ask superiors about Queen Elizabeth's outstanding arrest warrant regarding the missing children.
Whoa.
And there he saw a 6-year-old girl raped, tortured, gutted, and feasted on by the cult.
What the fuck?
He also says a member of the group he witnessed was a member of the royal family, and there are many who have come forward and stated that they've witnessed cult rituals, and a lot of those rituals involve children, like I said. So, two of the people who have come forward and said that they have seen, or that they've, like, witnessed these rituals, one of them was named David Compton, and him and his wife were arrested multiple times and were drugged while incarcerated. It is also reported that Queen Elizabeth's husband liked taking orphans to Jersey Island with him on his boat.
Ew.
As a sort of community service.
Oh, of course.
There have been eyewitnesses who say many orphans were not returned. And there have also been many unmarked children's graves that have been found under Catholic buildings on Jersey Island.
Yeah.
The theory also has ties to Pope Francis and Theresa May. Theresa May is a British politician serving as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. And she was the leader of the Conservative Party since 2016. And Theresa May has been accused of covering up child abuse, such as the Westminster child abuse scandal. Which is really sketchy, and she also covers up for the royal family and a lot of the children's cases that are involved with them. So basically it's speculated that the royal family is just part of a really big satanic cult, and that they steal children using their status and notoriety and use them in these rituals, and nobody really asks questions because it's the royal family.
I have never heard about this.
It's pretty crazy. I want to do more research on the cult itself. Maybe the next episode I'll do a story on just the cult. Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool.
But yeah, I think the most damning piece of evidence is that they were found guilty for 10, not just one, 10 missing children.
Yeah, that's absurd.
And, like, nobody knows about it.
And that really makes us question Princess Diana.
Mm-hmm. And that's the last time I was at a big gathering, y'all. Somebody brought up how Princess Diana is speculated to be murdered. And one of the people who I was hanging out with in that little group didn't know that there's a big conspiracy theory that Princess Diana was murdered. It's kind of like a universally agreed thing, I feel like, that Princess Diana was murdered. So I whipped this out, like this knowledge, in the middle of that story and told them about that, and they were very shocked. So this is probably one of my favorite pieces of knowledge that I have within my true crime brain.
I whipped that fact out like it was a fat dick.
It really comes in handy for that. Mm-hmm. To do that, honestly. It's really honestly so crazy how deep a lot of the stuff within the royal family gets.
Yeah.
And nobody really questions it. Like, I feel like, because, you know, we live in America, it's not really our problem.
Right. Well, and then, you know, Prince Andrew famously has been on Epstein's Island.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, have any of you guys seen that list? I haven't seen the list yet.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Is there anybody that's, like, surprising on there?
There are a lot of names that I didn't know.
Mm.
So, I'm not really sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't seen the list yet. I will definitely be taking a look at that. That scared me. but yeah, that's my story. It's not a very long one, but it is pretty damning information, I think.
That's crazy.
Super crazy.
Hey guys. So, our mics died in the car. The last little bit of this episode, we did like a whole tarot reading and everything, and unfortunately we're not gonna be able to give that to you guys because there's literally only one of us has audio, so we're not gonna do all that. But if you guys have any questions, comments, corrections, concerns, anything like that, you can always send us an email at greenwichcottagepod@gmail.com. if you would like to see any photos, updates, all that good stuff, you can follow our Instagram at gwcpodcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Sorry the audio is kind of funky. These baby mics are kind of depleting the more we use them. So, but we still hope you guys enjoyed the episode. We can't wait to bring you guys more of these fun little special things. So be sure to leave us a review, share us with your friends so that we can make all that possible. And remember to light up and look out. Love you.